Syracuse University is still on edge from a string of racist and anti-Semitic incidents on campus in the last month. As students returned this week from Thanksgiving break, they gathered with faculty and administrators for a community peace vigil. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
In the fullness of your grace.
In the face of freezing rain and wind, it was difficult for those outside of Hendricks Chapel to keep their candles lit. But many of the religious and spiritual leaders who spoke at the vigil, like Hendricks Chapel Dean Brian Conkle, said their presence sent an important message.
An opportunity to show that love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, life is stronger than death. Today and together, we have an opportunity to send a clear and powerful message through our words and our deeds that we're better together.
This was the university's latest response to the hateful messages that have been left around campus. New security cameras were added over break, campus police officers are working longer shifts, and now more counselors are being made available to students. Kai Wright, a sophomore at Syracuse who participated in the peace vigil, says while she thought it was an important act of solidarity, the university's response thus far has been insufficient.
You know how people say people listen to respond but not to hear you? I feel like that's what's been happening on the part of the university, that they listen to mitigate and to cover themselves and to create something that'll pacify whatever they feel is being disruptive or disorderly. As opposed to creating real solutions and taking the stories and the experiences of the people who felt the need to share them into consideration.
Biko Gray, an SU professor who teaches about race and religion, agrees. He says the university needs larger systemic changes.
They've come up with a set of responses at this point. Let's see if they work. Let's see how effective they are. In my mind, I'm interested in hearing and or seeing good faith steps towards something that can restructure this campus for the better. As of right now, that's yet to be seen.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.